Hello and welcome to this week's Fiery Podcast. Here at Umoto, we celebrate art, media and life by being the voice for all minorities.
This week, we chat with Mr. Martin, an organization leader who works with the key population in Zambia.
Hello everyone, welcome to Umoto Podcast. And today, just like always, we get to have interesting topics to talk about. And today we are talking about the key population, and we have the right person in the studio who is going to share with us the kind of work they do and the kind of challenges maybe they have experienced for working with the KP populations in Zambia. All right, kindly tell me your name and the organization you're coming from.
My name is Martin Sakala.
Uh-huh.
I'm coming from an organization called Titandizen.
Wow. And what is Titandizeni all about?
Titandizeni is an organization that was formed to look at disadvantaged key populations, mm-hmm. and help them with access to health.
Wow. In case there is somebody who is just hearing the word K-pops for the first time, who are these key population people? Who are they?
Okay, key populations are a group of people that are denied services,
mm-hmm.
for who they are.
I see.
For instance, I would give an example of sex workers.
Yes.
Because of the laws that surround many countries,
mm-hmm.
Against sex workers, and then the discrimination as well, they have had challenges going to clinics and yes. accessing other services.
And I love the word Titandizeni, but I don't know what the word means. What does Titandizeni mean?
Maybe I should have said it in full. It's called Titandizeni Umoyo.
Titandizeni Umoyo. Meaning?
Which simply means help us with our health.
Wow.
Yes.
So when was Titandizeni formed?
It was formed in 2016. Yes.
So what really inspired you to come up with this concept of Titandizeni? What inspired you? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All my life I've worked with key populations,
uh-huh.
in Zambia.
Yes.
And also I have been moving around.
Yes.
So I'd be in the country for some time,
uh-huh.
do some work, and then I leave the country again.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point I'd left the country for long.
Oh, yeah.
So when I came back, I realized for two things actually.
Uh-huh.
I realized that there's a lot of sex work going on. Mm-hmm. Unregulated sex work going on social media.
Yes,
and
yes.
then there's also a lot of people that are living positive, but they're in denial.
Oh, yeah. True. Yes. Very true. Yes. So that's what really inspired you to come up with Titandizeni.
Yes.
So were those the only problems you targeted to erase as Titandizeni?
Well, there were other problems such as, mainly it's access to health.
Okay.
Yes, and also sex work that has been in existence, especially mm-hmm. on Facebook, but we deny that it's not there, but it is there.
Yes.
For instance, you just say hi to someone,
mm-hmm.
they already writing you messages, asking you for things and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought there could be a way that we could do this better.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me also, it was about security on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, okay, these guys, they're speaking to everyone and they're not protecting themselves.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I thought we should start thinking around that self-protection.
Wow. So as Titandizeni, since you serve people's lives, it's all about promoting healthcare services.
Yes.
So what kind of activities do you use to implement your work as an organization?
Okay. What we've done is, mainly at the beginning, we were partnering with other organizations because we never had funding.
Okay.
So we would work, for instance, if Friends of Renka, they have an activity,
yes,
would go there. And because of the work that I've done before, like National AIDS Council always invite me for meetings.
Okay.
And other big organizations, international organizations, wow, that will invite me for meetings.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought we'll take that space as an organization.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. I would love to understand more on the activities. Do you do focus group discussions to reach out to these people, or you take the services to these people, or they follow you to your organization? How does it work?
I'll tell you about what's happening now, the project that we have now.
Okay.
It's similar to CIDAS.
Okay.
We go out, mobilize people.
Mm-hmm.
We have adherence counselors. We also have lay counselors.
Wow.
And then peer navigators we have. And we also have just peer promoters.
Mm.
So they go out into the community and give out services.
Mm.
For instance, if someone is on, has been found negative,
yes,
we put them on PrEP.
Yes.
If they've been found positive, we put them on ART.
Mm-hmm.
But we make sure that they maintain the...
Okay.
Yes.
So how is the construction of your organization? Who are working there? Are they key populations themselves, or maybe it's non-key populations, but they're helping key populations? How did you structure the nature of your organization?
Okay, with the secretariat, we have deliberately picked key populations.
Okay.
But with the peer promoters,
yes,
where we have a shot of someone, we bring in someone if they are oriented with key populations.
Oh, yeah.
But as a rule, we work with key populations.
So since your organization was formed in 2016, right?
Yes.
If I heard you correct.
Yes.
And you said one of the problems you wanted to solve was the key populations not accessing health services. I believe there are a lot of challenges in doing this kind of work.
Yes, very much so, yes.
So I'd love to hear from your side, like, what kind of challenges do you experience as an organization for doing this kind of work?
Okay, I'll talk about the project that we are currently running in Kabwe.
Uh-huh.
When the peer promoters are in the field,
mm-hmm,
they face challenges like where the community,
yeah,
will say, no, this is not allowed. Then you have to start sensitizing them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not easy just to go out and pick someone and say, okay, come for this service. And also we use something like, we use actually social networking strategy.
Wow.
Yes. Where we have one peer bringing us another peer.
Okay.
But there are a lot of challenges in the field because also the healthcare workers, they are not very much accepting.
So, like, from your understanding, how can this problem be removed? Okay, so that key population,
yes,
can just access services freely and without any discrimination attached to it.
First of all, I think is sensitization of health workers. They need to be sensitized. They need to know the extent of the disease,
mm-hmm,
and how they are, in one way or the other, getting affected.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever been in a scenario where you felt maybe you've been attacked or you've been challenged because you stood out for? Can you share any story with us?
I'll give two instances.
Uh-huh.
Remember the time of who's this from South Africa?
Mm.
Tried to come here.
Somizi. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we have this WhatsApp group for the District AIDS Task Force.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they started commenting about it and how unchristian it is and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And that we can't allow such people to come in Zambia.
Mm.
So I ended up responding because I felt like it was a personal attack on me.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. So I ended up responding, but the backlash was bad. I even exited the group.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And this, you know what hurts is that these are healthcare workers who should know the challenges and the health risks that key populations have.
So is it illegal in Zambia to talk about KP issues?
I don't think they're illegal because we talk about them in at National AIDS Council. We talk about them. National AIDS Council is a government institution. We talk about them at Ministry of Health. We've had researchers that have been approved. That, but I think it's just a lack of information from the law enforcers.
Oh, yeah. I hear you. And then I would love to find out from you, like, what really causes Zambians to become resistant to the KP issues?
I think a lot of people do know.
Oh, yeah.
And in a way, they do accept.
Yes.
But when it comes to public thing, they start changing.
Oh,
yeah. You know, for instance, I know a lot of pastors that I get, a lot of personal friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to preaching in the public, they'll preach against it.
Okay.
So it's kind of difficult to really fish out what the problem is. But I know there are a lot of key populations in Zambia.
Think. So like from your perspective and point of view, do you think at one point Zambia is going to accept the KPs? Do you think KPs one day will be treated with love and honor? Do you think so?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
looking at where we've come from.
Okay.
Where we could not even gather. Where we started the fight in filling stations, restaurant, without money, without nothing. So where we have programs like this, I think people are getting sensitized. It might not be in my generation, but I think the direction that we're going, there's so much improvement. And I didn't think this would happen in my lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, where do you see the KP issues in 5 years from now?
Oh, I see probably having clinics.
Wow.
I see KPs being empowered, standing up for their rights.
Wow.
I see also health workers, because when we train them, not all of them, some of them won't accept, but at least a few will accept. And that the message keeps going just like that. And I think that's okay.
Wow. I love that. I really love how you envision the KP world. I think if you have any last words which you'd love to say to the person, to the people, maybe it can be a KP, it can be anyone listening to this podcast, what are those words which you'd love to just say, any last remarks for the program?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank the Moto team for helping me share my thoughts with many people that will listen to this.
Oh, yeah.
I think to the KP organization, I think we are at a softer spot.
Oh, yeah.
We are like in the tar road, the bumpy road as we've left it. Let's keep fighting, and I think we are doing great. So far, so good.
Well, we come to an end of this amazing podcast. It was very educative and informative. May peace and balance be with you, but do stay tuned for more Fiery Podcasts every week.